Yo, 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 welcome back to the Further Your Lifestyle podcast, conversations on lifestyle, passions, and hustles. My name's Chris, I am your host, and I'm super excited to be back here having the conversation with you. Episode 139 today, and we're actually diving into a quote from actually some guy that you probably don't realize that has had a huge impact to a lot of our lives, our childhoods, our adulthoods, and if you're a fan of Star Wars, you'll know exactly who I'm talking about, and that is George Lucas. Whether it is the same George Lucas, I have no idea, but I found this quote while I was scrolling the internet, and it really did resonate with me, and that's the quote that I want to take you through today, and that quote is, "We are all living in cages with the door wide open." So that's what we're discussing today. Let's get into it. We are all living in cages with the door wide open. What does this even mean? Well, there was a few different points around this, and we're kind of just going to roll with it fluidly today, of some of the things that when I saw this, what it made me think about. And I just kind of want to react to that, of how I feel about it and what I think about it, and maybe challenge you in a few different perspectives of how I thought about it. Naturally, when I think about this, it's to me, it just goes to show. To me, when I read this, it tells me that we are more than capable of achieving anything that we want because everything is right in front of us. But usually we have this cage mentality in front of us, meaning we think that we can't move forward through the door. Even though the door's wide open, we think it's locked, we think it's closed, or it's too hard to cross over through that. And a good example of this is there's the whole little story about the little elephant that was chained to a stick. When it was a kid, a baby elephant, and it wasn't able to move. It wasn't able to walk away from the stick because of the chain and because it wasn't strong enough to break, free of that stick or whatever it was chained to. Now, as it grows older, as it becomes a fierce beast, as it becomes a massive elephant, it could actually smash through that. It could probably break the chain just by walking. Secondly, it would be able to pull or break the stick loose very, very easily. But because of the mentality of it being so stuck in its own little world or comfort zone or box, it's not actually able to get up and walk away because it thinks it cannot, even though the door is wide open to them. And the way I see this is we all have the opportunity in front of us. It's more around, are we willing to take the steps to do it? Are we willing to get uncomfortable? Are we willing to challenge ourselves to take that next step? Now, I also understand that it's very easy for people to sit on a podcast and say, oh yeah, you just got to believe in yourself, or you just got to take the step, or you just got to do it. And it's very cliche, but the reality is we have been framed into this world. I guess we were born free, but we're framed into this world of society, culture, and schools that have taught us with limitations. We've been limited to what we're able to achieve because we take on what we see or what we hear or what we think is what makes up the world or what we should be doing in the world. And when we're able to break free of that and not be so stuck to the lines or stuck to the boundaries or stuck to the, riding in their lane, we're able to actually achieve greatness beyond what we can imagine. Now, the reason I can say this is because I feel way better doing what I'm doing now compared to what I was doing 5 years ago. But at the same time, I can appreciate that I would not have been able to appreciate this now if I hadn't done what I had done 5 years ago either. But the reality is like we all find our paths or our ways through the door of the cage that we live in a different way. And if I can help someone else realize that earlier than later, then that is the whole purpose of this, is to further your lifestyle. So the other thing that I want to challenge you all on this, and this could be a very, very short episode, simply because I think there's no need to go on about it, because once you understand what I'm talking about, it really comes down to you. But there's this other little story or anecdote that I heard, and I forget the person that I heard it. I don't know if it was on a podcast or if it was on another video, but the story goes like this. If someone said to you that there was, like, if you're listening to this, I'm in Australia, in Melbourne, or if you're watching this, and let's say you're on the other side of the world, and I said to you that there is a check here of $1 million with your name on it, but you have to personally come and collect it within 24 hours, and you have to pay for the expenses, you have to find the way to get it, but you have to be the person to walk through and, take it out of my hands personally, would you do it? What would you do to get here, right? You'd spend $15,000. you would do whatever it took if it meant that you could spend, you know, less than a certain amount of money and you would be able to walk away with $1 million in 24 hours, right? Ask yourself that. What would you do? What would you be willing to spend? What would you be willing to do if you knew that if you could get to the other side of the world and there's a check with your name on it, that's for $1 million? What would you be willing to spend? Would you be willing to spend $100,000, $200,000? Would you take a debt of $20,000? What would you do? What would you do if you knew guaranteed that you'd get the $1 million? Right? We would probably do things that we never thought about it. But what if I told you that, what if that's actually available for you? Not in the sense of 24 hours and $1 million check and I'm going to hand it to you, but that big ambition of goal and prosperity and the life that you want and wealth and freedom of time, all of that is available. It might not happen in 24 hours, but if you knew you could spend $200,000 over 10 years to then have, you know, the freedom of time because you're running a business that enables you to earn $200,000 a year, would you do it? Right? And I'm not here to say that, and this is all, you know, I'm just chucking out numbers, right? But the reality is when we look at it from that perspective is, oh yeah, but that's going to take time. That's going to be hard work. That's going to be effort. Well, of course it is. No one's going to be giving you $1 million in 24 hours if you make your way over there. Look, there might be some TV show about it. There might be a challenge for it. There might be some, you know, competition, but you're not going to have a phone call tomorrow when someone asks you that. But if you know what you want, and going back to the episode that we did last week, which was episode 100 and I think it was 138, and we spoke about building the life that you want and what are you doing today to get you closer to where you want to be in, you know, 1 month's time, in 1 year's time, in 5 years' time. If you know what you want in 5 years' time or what that looks like, even if it's in 1 year and you know that, okay, if I do this, then I will get that, then why aren't you doing it, right? And I guarantee you that you will wish yourself in 4 years' time, 5 years' time or 1 year's time that today you had started that journey 4 years ago or 5 years ago or 1 year ago. But the reality is we don't, right? And why do you not? What is stopping you? Why are you living in the cage with the door wide open and not willing to walk through it? Is it because of the risk? Is it because of the scare? Is it because of the fear? What if you fail? What if it doesn't go to plan? Or what if it's not as you expect? But the question is, what if it does go well? What if it does work out? What if it's better than you expect? And I understand that there's pressures and a lot of it will come down to money and that situation, but there's always ways to make money. You if it's about leaving a job because you've got a career and you've spent a lot of time in that job, of course you need to pay bills and you need to run the numbers and make sure you can pay bills and things like that. Or maybe you need to change your lifestyle. Maybe you need to not spend as much. Maybe you need to get out of debt before you can start to make a big change. But most people will go through life working for someone else, a hard job, saying that it's good and that they're happy. You might be. I'm just generalizing. Yet you're too scared to go work your butt off, to work for yourself, to hopefully, one day make it. The difference is, when you work for yourself, there is no cap. What you put in is what you get out. It might take a little bit longer at the start, right? It's going to be a big climb, but then it is going to exponentially grow. That's my bet. That's the bet I'm taking on myself. And when you learn, when you apply, and when you take what you know and experience it with that reps, the time will pass anyway. So you can either continue to do what you don't like doing and get paid for it, and that's going to be hard work. Because you've got to be motivated mentally, you've got to be motivated physically, you've got to put up with crap, and you've got to put up with things that you maybe don't like. If you enjoy what you do, then this episode is not relevant for you, especially if it's to do with a job, but it might be still relevant to you around maybe there's other things you should be doing that you're just too scared to step out of your comfort zone. But you can either keep working hard for someone else, or you can work hard for yourself. And this doesn't even have to be about a job. It doesn't even have to be about a career. It doesn't even have to be about money. It can be about going to gym or getting your health right or getting your relationships right or starting that project you've always put off or traveling to a destination you've always never done because you've never wanted to do it. And there's a big bunch of fear in society and culture that is thrown at us just from peer comparison, just from what people are showing on the internet with highlight reels, what people are trying to, you know, make you be scared about. But then there's also people like me that are saying, do this, do that, try this, you should be good at it, you can do it, yay, you know, go for it. And I'm not here to patronize, but the reality is like, you either do it or you don't. And it comes back to the same question, is like, do you want this? Yes or no? If you want it, then what are you doing about it? If you're not doing something about it, then do not complain that you don't have what you want. I understand that if you want something, it's not going to happen in 24 hours, right? Long-term wise. But you need to be willing to do the things for 24 hours, or meaning each day, for a period amount of time and see what the results get you. Because you're going to be spending that time anyway. You're going to be spending 24 hours doing something for someone else, or that you think is what you want, and you'll realize it wasn't. And when you realize that, you would have wished you have known that earlier. You know, hindsight, it's great like that. So this is my push to you, is like, reread the quote. We are all living in cages with the door wide open. We all have the opportunity right in front of us, but are we willing to take the steps? That is my question for you. Are you going to be the elephant thinking that it cannot move forward because it's chained to a stick? Or are you going to be the one to see that there is an opportunity with your name on it on the other side of the world or other side of your destination, and you're going to do everything in your power to make that happen, because the reward will outweigh the trip, the journey, the risk getting there? Think about it, ponder it. Let's continue the conversation. I'm more than happy to continue the conversation. This is a really, like, I'm really, really passionate about this, because I get very frustrated when people complain to me, and I understand it. But when you come to me and you say, I don't want this, but you don't want to do something else that's hard work to get you out of what you're doing now, because it means you're going to have to get uncomfortable, and you're comfortable with being unhappy, the math just doesn't make sense. Then clearly you do not want what you think you want, right? It really comes down to something else that you want, or something else is making you more happy. And that is okay, but make sure you understand that before you start complaining, because maybe that is not the root of your complaining or your problems. It might be something else. Anyway, let's continue the conversation. More than happy to reach out. If you're here on the YouTube, you can drop a comment. More than happy to continue that conversation. Otherwise, you can reach out to myself. If this resonates with you, send it to someone that needs to hear it. Send it to someone that you think needs to hear that they're living in a cage with the door wide open. Share it to them. Send it to them. Share it on your socials. One, it means the world to me because it helps this podcast grow. But I think it's a conversation that we need to have, because reality is we're ignoring it. You know, ignorance is bliss. And people will look at this and look away. So one thing I will quickly just say, the statement that I said before is actually a quote, and I forgot to quote the person. We are born free, but society, culture, and schools taught us limitations. That's by Aaron Will. And I'll just finish on this. I think that's right. We are taught these boundaries of life into a box of what is the normality of what we should be doing. It's probably a little different now because obviously I've been out of school for quite a long time, but there's this framework of what the average Joe should be doing. We don't want to be the average Joe. Do you want to be an average Joe? No. So think about that, and I'll leave it there. Appreciate you all being here. You have a wonderful day. Cheers.